领受他的恩典。
We thank the Lord for this chance to receive His grace together.
我们今年是教会的更新年，向下扎根，向上结果。
This year is a renewal year for this church, and the theme of which is to grow roots downward and produce fruit upwards.
如果仔细的人可以看到我们这个圣餐桌的布有改变。注意到吗
and perhaps the more observant among you have noticed that the communion table has changed a little bit.
这更新的方式是师母绣的，是潘旭光师母绣的。
And so it was made by my wife.
那真是非常感恩，因为在我们整个的夏季的季节里面，我们五到八月，我们聚中在一个焦点上，就是守约和背约有不同的人生结局。
And so in this summer, we're going to be looking at the different consequences of following the covenant and disobeying the covenant.
福音教会自成立以来，透过上帝自己兴起的仆人，渐渐给我们形成一个很清晰的意象和独特的价值。
Since its formation through the leadership that God has raised up among us, we have begun to form our own vision and our own values.
这个大的意象就是透过建造基督可见的身体来彰显上帝和他国度的荣耀。
And our vision is that in building up the visible body of Christ, we show the glory of His kingdom.
大概是三月份的时候，有一个人在我们中间讲过道，他讲国度的。
One of the speakers among us, we invited a speaker to preach especially on the topic of the kingdom back in March.
我们从五月份开始呢，每月第一个主日，我们会分别宣讲福音教会的三个价值观。
And starting from the beginning of May, we set aside a special sermon to preach on each of the three core values of the church.
期待的教会的每一位成员、弟兄姐妹和朋友都开始有益处，无论你是新的还是常年在这儿，是年少的还是年幼的，年长的。
And so in doing so, I hope that both the new and the old members of this church can truly appreciate what these values mean.
无论是正在考虑加入这个教会，成为这个身体一部分，还是初来乍到，今天第一次因为探亲来到我们中间。
Whether you have been with us for a while and are considering whether to join us as a member, or you are a visitor for the very first time.
包括正式加入我们教会的这个张继南牧师和陈荣师母，他们是新来的。
And among the newcomers are our new pastor and his wife.
也包括我，我们在八月底会卸去主任牧师的职责，还在这个教会有一段时间侍奉。那我们是第一任的主任牧师，新来的牧师已经要交接棒。
And among those who have been here a while includes myself and my wife, and we are going to be step.
总之，我盼望在场的人，总之我盼望听见的。讲的人都能得到今天和永恒的益处。
That I hope that today, when you hear these words, that you will be benefited not only today but to eternity.
有一个小小的请求啊，以后呢，我们开始练习，你不要再说牧师或者不知道谁什么，一叫牧师，然后两个人都回头哈。你要在这段过渡期呢，请你就叫张继南牧师、陈荣师母，然后陈彪牧师、旭光师母。好不好
？And so,
叫我们也不用老回头哈。
Since I am on my way out, I would like to make a special request that from this point forward, when you call us, you have to refer to us by name because now we do have two pastors. So if you just yell pastor, then we don't know who you're talking about.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，什么是奥兰多福音教会这个特定的永生上帝之家的第一个特质
？And so, as we introduced last week.What is the very first core value of this church?
常有人祷告的时候带领过，周报上也印的，是什么？哦，有爱的家庭。在五月初，我们根据马太福音22章大诫命，我们强调不是一般意义上的友谊，是在耶稣救赎之爱里的友谊。所以这里是有爱的家庭。我强调有一种三个特质，就是上帝爱上帝和爱人是不能分割的，这个解读是要重要的。
And so last month we preached from Matthew chapter 22.To emphasize that the love in the family of love that is printed on all of our announcements, it's not an everyday kind of love, but it is the love that God demands of us. And the first of which is that loving God and loving others is inseparable.
在这个爱中，第二一个说，我们是除了这个诫命的要求之外，我们是寻求爱邻舍如同爱自己的那种能力。
And second is that we do not rely on ourselves to love others, but we seek this power from the God who loves us.
这世界上只有耶稣能够完美的遵守，所以我们需要圣灵的能力在我们中间，从那个源头来看。
For only Jesus Christ could perfectly obey the commands from God, and so we need the Holy Spirit inside of us.
我们上次还强调说，实践这个爱人如己的途径，就是彼此相爱的时候有一个特定的表达方式。
And then thirdly is the practical aspect of, well, how do we love one another? And there is a special way of showing that.
那今天呢，我们要一同思想我们这个教会的第二个核心价值，就是真理的主持。
So today we're going to be looking at the second core value of our church, the pillar of truth.
请问这段短语出现在哪一段圣经里呢？
So,
李红军不能回答，因为他当时是写这个的，其他人都可以回答。
So what Bible verse is this out of? And our elder Lee is not allowed to answer because he was one of the ones who came up with it at the time, but everyone else is eligible.
哪一个？肯定在新约里啊。
So it's somewhere in the New Testament. Anyone want to hazard a guess?
保罗的书信。
It was one of Paul's.
这个短语是圣灵透过他的使徒保罗教导当时年轻的传道人，让他知道如何治理教会的家，如何养育教会。他说这家就是永生上帝的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
And so it comes out of 1 Timothy, Paul in writing to this young pastor, explaining to him the truth of how to minister and feed the church, that this is the household of God, which is the church of the living God, a pillar and buttress of the truth.
所以保罗用了一个比喻，就是说提醒基督的教会一个重要的价值，如同一个大理石柱支起一个屋顶或者地基，把整个的屋顶的结构治理起来，支顶起来。
And so Paul uses this analogy to remind the church that we are to be as a buttress to hold up a roof or a foundation to hold up the floor.
同样，教会今天的功用也是高举起圣经和耶稣基督福音的真理。
And so today the church is to raise up the Bible and the gospel truth of Jesus Christ.
William Hendrickson 在他的释经书里这样总结这段圣经。
And so William Hendrickson, he wrote a commentary on this verse.
他说教会有耳要聆听真理。
The church is to have the ear to hear the truth.
教会要按真理分解真道。
The church has to handle it right.
教会要把上帝的道藏在心里。
And then third, the church is to hide the truth deep in her heart.
他说教会要将生命的真道表明出来。
And then finally, the church is to live out this truth.
我们今天的人有多少人相信有绝对的真理呢？
How many people among us believe in absolute truth anymore?
因为在这个后现代的时代，不论是中国、台湾、北美，已经在后现代时代中了。
For all over the world, we have entered into a postmodern society.
过去的人是理性至上，那现代人，他们习惯用自己的标准、理性、科学来认定人可以决定什么是谎言、什么是真相、什么是真理。
In the past, Although people thought that they could use their own minds and logic to determine what is true.
啊，那在比如说我们生长的年代，我们六十年代、七零后甚至八零后的人呢，基本还是属于这一代的。
And so in the 60s and 70s and even to the early 80s, people still believed in some kind of truth.
受共产主义影响，受唯物主义影响。
Especially those from China who were influenced by communism and materialism.
如果你再往后追的时候，实际是整个欧洲的文艺复兴和启蒙运动的思潮，这种理性之上占据了那一代人。
And indeed, the past generations was one that was influenced by the Enlightenment, which believed that, which held up reason as the ultimate arbitrator of truth.
但是无论如何，那一批人呢，还相信宇宙中间有一个真理，而不知道在哪，他要寻。
They still believed in that there was truth in the universe. They just needed to find it.
但他寻的时候呢，一定要经过他的大脑，看能不能够按我的有限的大脑来决定是真还是假。
And their reason was the means by which they decided whether or not it made sense to believe it.
但是进入后现代以后呢，这个钟摆整个摆到另一端了。
But as in the modern, in this era, in the postmodern era, the pendulum has swung in the entirely.
许多人现在不再相信有绝对的真理，一切都是相对的。
That there is no longer absolute truth; it is all relative.
这个真理只要对你是真就行。
That it is true as long as it's true for you.
如果是基督徒，基督徒有一套的真理，你接受，那这是你的真理。
If you are a Christian, you believe your truth.
如果是穆斯林，穆斯林有一套的真理，你相信他，那你就可以，那是他的真理。
If you're Muslim, you believe that, that is your truth.
那佛教徒也是一样，我有一套的佛经，我认为那个是真理，我就跟随他，那是我的真理。
And then a Buddhist will say, well, I believe in these such a truth, so this is truth for me.
我们每个人可能也说，哎，我也不是佛教徒，也不是基督徒，也不是什么都不是，我大概是无神论，我就按我自己看，也有一套真理。
And then those of you who among you who might be atheists say, well, then I guess I believe in what I believe.
但你如果这样想的时候，其实这里有一种自相的矛盾。
But there's a very big paradox here.
当他说没有绝对真理之后呢，这个没有绝对真理自己成了一个绝对的支撑点，对不对
？That in belief that they absolutely hold on to the fact that there is no absolute truth.
支起了他们各种各样的价值观。
And so people now follow this their own ways of beliefs.
那大家都是盲人摸象。
We've all become as blind men groping for the truth.
你知道一部分，你摸到耳朵，那就是说，哦，大耳朵这是一个是一扇门。
And so, as the parable of the blind men trying to figure out what an elephant was like, one of them grabbed onto an ear and said, "Oh, the elephant is like a door."
啊，如果你摸到那个尾巴，他说不是，是个绳子，这是真相。
And then one of them grabbed onto the tail and said, "Ah, the elephant is like a rope."
于是整个的世界在现在的状态下陷入一个崇尚多元文化的时代，条条大路通罗马。
And so this, the current world is one of multiculturalism. It is, and they believe that all roads lead to Rome.
但是相对主义和多元主义并不是一个新的新潮，日光之下没有新事。
But this is not a new phenomenon in human history, for there is nothing new under the sun.
在刚刚我们读到的经文中，使徒的时代，初代的教会面向地中海的希罗文化，就是希腊和古罗马的文化，传扬福音的时候。
For when the first disciples were preaching the gospel to the Greco-Roman world at the time,
当时的文化信仰比现在还多元。
It was a culture that was even more diverse.
希腊有多少神呢？
How many gods did the Greeks have?
他们当时误解基督徒，认为基督徒是无神论，因为基督徒只有一个神。
And in fact, in those days, the Christians were the atheists because they didn't believe in any of these gods. They only believed in one.
所以在多元的价值体系中，不但是我们这个时代的处境，也是向外邦人传福音的保罗所面临的挑战，也是活得最长的约翰这个使徒的挑战。
And so this was a challenge faced daily by all of the apostles, whether they be Paul or John, who wrote this, the gospel that we just read from.
那什么是约翰向那个时代人传述的福音呢？
So what kind of gospel did John preach to the people of the
time? 他是不是因为很多元化以后，他就不敢说有一个系统的、绝对的、有位格性的真理呢？
Was he afraid to declare one standard of absolute truth among these people?
其实正好相反，你看约翰福音是福音书讲真理最多的一本福音书。
No, just the opposite. The Gospel of John is one that discusses truth the most out of all of the Gospels.
他依然说耶稣基督是什么？道路、真理、生命。
He emphasizes that Christ is indeed the way, the truth, and the life.
但同时，他是不是在谈论一个跟人没有瓜葛的一个抽象的真理呢？
But is he discussing some kind of abstract idea, some kind of philosophy?
那你看他个人谈到的时候，两个最长的个人谈到在约翰福音第三章和第四章里。
But no, he records two very personal discussions about faith in John chapter 3.
他跟犹太人的学士尼哥底母谈到以色列的盼望。在于重生和看见上帝的国。
With the Jewish scholar Nicodemus, Jesus discussed the hope of the Israelites is in being reborn and being into the kingdom of God.
他跟另一个撒玛利亚妇人，这个是一个信仰混杂的不洁的妇女。
And then second, when he was talking to the Samaritan woman, a woman whose beliefs and personal life were a complete mess.
他说你人生最深的满足是透过认识弥赛亚，认识天父。
That the greatest satisfaction you could have in life is to know the Messiah and to worship the Father.
你看，无论是对一个大学士还是一个平民，他都在不断的强调要透过那个弥赛亚，被重生来见上帝的国。
So for both
心灵的改变。
So for both the intellectual and the average man on the street, what Jesus preached was the kingdom of God and the renewal of hearts.
所以我们刚刚读到的三节经文是来自后面约翰福音到了十七章的时候，耶稣基督上十字架之前作为大祭司的祷告。
So the verses that we just read came from John chapter 17, which is the last prayer Jesus made before going to the cross.
所以他的真理不光是宣告的，真理还在祷告中。
And so he is praying for himself and for the whole world.
你如果看你打开你这个经文的时候，你请你都打开第十五章，你发现他自己先为自己求。
And so if you look at the context of these verses, he first opens with a prayer for himself.
他说愿你荣耀，他对天父说愿你荣耀你的儿子，使你儿子也荣耀你。
Father, glorify your son so that the son may glorify you.
接着他就为当时的门徒祈求了，这是六到十九节。
And then from verses 16 to 19, he prayed for all of his disciples at the
time. 十二节说我与他们同在的时候，因为你所赐我的名保守了他们，我也护卫了他们，其中除了那个灭亡之子，没有一个灭亡的，好让圣经上旧约上的话得应验。
Verse 12, while I was with them, I have kept and guarded them, and not one of them has been lost except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled.
最后他跟为整个历世历代的教会圣徒祈求。
And he prays not just for them, but for the church who is to exist.
从第二十章二十节开始。
Starting from verse 20.
你注意这二十节，他说：“我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一。”
I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word.
你今天在这里都跟他的这个祷告有关系的。
If you are sitting here today, then you have been prayed for by Jesus Himself.
我们可能带到这里是因为别人传福音，别人为你祷告，这都很重要。但是有一个大祭司在很久以前，不光在创始之前，在他要上十字架要完成这个救赎的时候，为你我都已经祷告了。
So you know, all of us when we share our salvation stories, it all has that common thread of somebody brought us into church, somebody preached the gospel to us, somebody prayed for us. But before all of that, from the beginning of creation itself, we had a high priest who set out a plan of salvation, and before he went to the cross to complete that salvation, prayed on our behalf.
所以这个十七到十九节是成了一个承上启下的经文，他对当时的门徒教导祈求，接着要预备为将来为你我的祈求。
So verses 17 to 19 is a bridge from those who had direct contact with him face to face and to those who will believe in the words of those who had seen him.
他将教会在真理和使命上都连接在上帝的圣道耶稣基督和使徒的根基上。
That the church must be connected to the holy word on the foundation of Jesus and the apostles for it to be faithful in truth and mission.
所以今天呢，我们就这两个方面。
And so today we're going to discuss these two aspects.
我们要来看这个刚刚我们念的十七和十九节，像我们说的说，这个绝对的有位格的真理要使我们成圣。
First, that we are to be sanctified into the truth by the one who has lived out the truth in his own body.
第二，他说耶稣被差遣进入这个世界的模式，也是我们被差遣进入这个世界的模式。
Second, the manner in which Jesus was sent into the world is the same way, is the example we are to follow as we are sent into the world.
我们第一个方面会要强调说这个教会宣扬的真理的本质和它的目的，当你讲道的时候，当你传福音的时候，它的目的是什么？
So what is the goal when we preach the gospel to others? Why do we preach?
第二个方面会涉及到教会完成这个使命的方式。
And so second, how are we to complete the mission that God has completed given us?
我们来看这个真理的本质和它的目的。
So first, we talk about the goal.
我会强调两个很重要的方面，就是说绝对的位格的真理，第二个，这个有一个目的，要使我们听到的人成为圣洁。
And so, first of all, that the goal there, that God, who is the embodiment of truth, He calls us into truth, for a reason, and that is to sanctify us in that truth.
第十七节说很清楚，他说：“你用你的真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。”
That sanctify them by the truth, for your word is truth.
这里耶稣说上帝的道就是真理的时候，中文翻译我们都知道翻成了道，然后英文呢从翻的时候呢就翻成了上帝的话，那么原文是 Logos。
So the original Greek here is he used logos, which is translated as the word of God.
约翰是有意用了希腊文的这个原理这个词来表达上帝的话语和宣告，因为整个的古希腊人都能听懂。
For logos was a term that was very familiar to the people of Greek.
他一方面要强调这个 logos 是上帝的话。
For logos was not only the word of God which was declared.
就是上帝特殊的启示。
The special revelation of God.
他也强调上帝还有一个启示，就是造世界的这个展现出他的启示，就是普遍的启示。
He also had general revelation, which is the world that he has created, which can be seen by all men.
虽然两本书都要读，世界创造的世界和圣经。
And so we are to study both the Bible and the natural world.
但是约翰特别强调这个 Logos 是上帝的圣言。
But John especially emphasizes that the Logos is the spoken word of God.
包括到今天，如果把它放到里头，就是圣经。神灵使用40多位作者，跨越1500年的历史，给我们一个启示绝对的权威。
And so through the 40-odd authors over 1500 years of history, God has given us this Bible from beginning to end to reveal what He is like.
在普遍的启示里，没有一个使人成圣的一个真理。
For in general revelation, there is no means by which we can receive the way to become holy.
但是上帝用他的话造世界的时候，是从无到有造这个世界。
And for when God created the world, He created out of nothing.
他怎么造的呢
？How did He create them?
用他的话，对不对？他说有就有了。
He declared it to exist, and then it came true.
所以约翰来总结的时候，在他的1章3节里，他说：“太初有那个道，道与上帝同在，道就是上帝。”或者说：“太初有上帝的话，话与上帝同在，这话就是上帝。”
That in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God.
他会说万物借他所造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他的话，不是借着他的道造的。
All things were created through Him. Of the things that were created, there was not one that was not created through Him.
基督徒不光相信上帝创造世界，他还相信说上帝用他全能的命令托住万有。
For God is not a God who just created the world and walked away, but He maintains the world.
包括你头发生长的速度，掉的速度。
Even the very hairs on your head grows and falls by the command of God.
当你吃维生素多少可能会影响，但终极来说呢，是上帝控制你的头发。
And so yeah, maybe you can you can keep your head of beautiful hair by better nutrition, but ultimately it is God who ordains.
这个是希伯来文中的那个道的意思，就是那个 dabar 的意思，说这个词根后面说一个隐藏的看不见的那个原理。事物在后面。
And so in Hebrew culture, that was the word, the truth, that behind the visible, the things that we could see, it was held up by a truth that we could not see.
这个道完全决定着人类和世界的来源，也决定它今天的走向和最终的结局。
That not only did this, this word that tell us where we came from and where we're, but it also tells us where we're headed and where we'll ultimately end up.
也就是说，就上帝的权威来说，神话语的权威来说，它是绝对的，毫无谬误的。
It is absolute and without error.
另一个方面，除了上帝的这个道是这样的一个神的话之外，他说的上帝的道就是真理。
And that so this word is not just something somebody said, but it is the very truth itself.
即使在希伯来的文化里头，也特别强调一个位格性的话语。
That not only is it a word, but the word itself.Shows it itself has personality.
在他们的传统里面，一个人说话是这个人的延伸。
For a person's word is an extension of himself.
以色列啊，你要听耶和华是独一的上帝，听什么呢
？Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. And what are you to listen to then?
是听耶和华在说。当我们读经的时候，我们站起来的时候，是说你在听上帝现在跟你讲话。
When we rise to our feet to hear the word of God.It is as if God is Himself is speaking to us.
我记得我小的时候上学，我妈妈和弟弟要干校去，然后晚上我爸要上夜班做天气预报。
So when I was in elementary school, my mother and my brothers were in school, and my dad. So my dad often worked.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Countryside.
They would go to. I'm sorry, where?
Countryside.
Oh, they would go to
the exile.
They had been exiled to the countryside, and so it was just me and my dad.And my dad would often work late.
所以他就把我放在一个同事家里，让我等他回来。
And so I would be waiting at a friend's house for him to come home.
每到九点多的时候，我就会问我爸什么时候，怎么还没回来呢？怎么还不回来呢？
So as it got late in the night, I would get very anxious and ask, when's dad coming home?
他刚开始就回答，快来了，快来了，很快就回来了。
And so the friend would always encourage me, he'll be back soon. And I would keep asking, well, when?
我会不断地问，什么时候，什么时候，还会问。
And so I would keep asking.
但你们知道我怎么安静下来的吗？
So you know what calmed me down finally?
他说你爸说他十点钟下班准回来接你。
That the promise that the friend gave me that your dad told me he'll be home by 10.
哎，如果一个父亲透过那个人，他只是传话说他会回来接你的时候，我当时安静了，我不再问了。
And so if the power of the word from the father, even if it was spoken by someone else, was able to have this power over me.
那这个有位格的上帝，就是这个 personal God 了，他向我们跟他有关系的儿女说话的时候，会产生什么样的影响？
If the,
什么样的安慰？
If the Heavenly Father himself speaks to into our hearts, what kind of effect should that have on us?
我们的教授 John Fram 在他上帝话语的教育中开篇这样说。
One of my professors, John Fram, in the Doctrine of the Word of God, he says it this way.
他说上帝对人讲话是真实的，这一点有点像一个人跟另一个人说话。
It is true that God speaks to others just as one man speaks to another.
上帝说话让人能够明白，能够合意的回应。
He speaks to us so that we can understand him and have a proper response.
这种合意的回应有多种，比如说相信、顺服、爱慕、悔改、欢笑、痛苦、悲伤等等。
And the appropriate response is many: to believe, to obey, to love, to repent, to laugh, to cry.
这种上帝讲的道经常是一种命题性的、阐述性的。
And when God speaks to us, it has a message.
因为他要传递一个信息给我们。
And it is a message for us.
这今天人不太适应的。
And this is something that people to this the modern age is not used to.
但是上帝的启示说话的方式远远不光是命题式的。
But it is not just a message to us.
他在所有人类的语言沟通中，你看到所有的特征，圣经各种各样的文体来表明上帝沟通的方式。
That in all the words of the Bible, we see that God
这个孩子需要爸爸跟他说话。
Communicate to us, and this child needs the reassurance of his father.
所以这听到各种语言的功能奇妙丰富，比起来远远超过命题性的。
And the richness by which God speaks to us is greater than any human.
注意听好，他这样定义上帝话语的概念。
And so, what is the word of God?
他说，就上帝话语的本质和层面而言，上帝的话是他对我们位格性的沟通或者个别的沟通。
The word of God is the communication of God's person to us.
你想象一下，上帝在你的床边跟你说话，在你睡着的说话，在你工作的时候跟你说话，就像一个亲人一个朋友向你说话一样。
Imagine God speaking to you as your spouse speaking to you when you're laying together at bed.
因为你跟他的一个关系，你清楚他是谁。
For you know who he is.
当然这在圣经中了。我知道我们会有疑问，我们后面可能会解答说，哎，今天上帝向我们怎么说话？圣经中至少表现各种各样的事情。
So we know that in the Bible, God had spoken directly to peoples as to Abraham.
反正不管怎么说，他跟神跟人的这种沟通中到一个地步，人会被说服，会被改变。
And so, no matter how God speaks to us, if it is truly God speaking to us, then there must be a change that happens.
但是我们今天特别要强调中间的这种互动，上帝说话，我们怎么回应？
So how are we to respond then to God speaking to us?
Fram 这样说，他说上帝位格性的对人讲话，以及人合一和不合一的回应方式，就是这种互动关系。
And so God not only speaks to us, but he gives us instruction to how we to respond to his word.
适当的回应和不适当的回应。
And there is an appropriate and an inappropriate way to respond.
除了上帝的话是真理，这个绝对性的有位格的，我们现在要发现这个绝对性的有位格的真理有一个目的，它要使我们什么成圣。
So the truth is not just an abstract concept, but it is a person and this person has a plan for us to sanctify us in that truth.
我记得我信主两三年以后呢，有参加一次查经，一个很好的这个从台湾从香港来的一个弟兄带我们查经，查约翰福音第一章。
When I was first a new believer, there was a brother who came from Hong Kong led me in Bible study, and we started from John chapter 1.
他就读第一章。道成就我们讲的起初有道太初有道道与神同在他就说你们做一个游戏一直到这个十八节以前告诉我这个道是谁
and so,
找这个道是谁
so who is this word that God speaks
the logos、哦、就是我们说的道
logos?
然后我们找到每个人都找因为就说道是创造的主啊然后什么什么到了第十六节十四节的时候那句话有的聪明的人就发现说道成了肉身住在我们中间那好多人像我那时候还不太明白道成肉身咋回事刚信主这个词太大哎，有的说、哎、道成肉身这是耶稣啊我是吗再往下看正是父独生子的荣耀后来又讲约翰为他做见证哦清楚了这个道就是指的耶稣
and so starting from chapter 1 verse 14 the word became flesh and dwelled among us full of truth and grace we have seen his glory the glory of the only begotten and so the clever ones among us realized oh okay soThe word, the logos that John is talking about is Jesus.
Wow, so you can see that the God is the Father, the Son, the Holy
Spirit. So not only does the Father speak to us, that his word is embodied in his Son, Jesus.
This is Paul Sray said, right? So in this time, you find that his word, his actions, his ascension through the Holy Spirit, giving the apostles the revelation, are all absolutely the word.
And so when in his earthly ministry, he revealed himself to people as the word who became flesh.
So this 太初的道远久在说话
That this word which was in the beginning, he speaks from eternity.
但是接下来的话就更重要了。这个道披戴了肉身的躯体开始，无论在马槽里，在受洗的时候，在旷野的试探中。
But more importantly, the word became flesh and dwelt among us, starting from the manger, and then his ministry, and his entire ministry.
在皮西风浪被出卖被受审，在十字架上受死，在坟墓中埋葬，第三天复活，在他完美的一生中，这个道做什么呢？
He lived the perfect life. He calmed the storms. He was tested. He was betrayed. He was judged, and he was crucified, and then he rose from the dead.
对他复活升天直到他再来永永远远这个道在做什么呢这个道究竟他的位格是什么呢
So what kind of a word was this? What was he like? What did he do?
他不光做很多的事他有一件事就是他的神性和人性永久性的连接在这个耶稣基督的位格里了他是一个 person 是一个有位格的实体
That he fully displayed that not only is he God but he is a person
刚刚我们念的尼西亚信经对不对
The Nicene Creed that we just read
Very God, very God, very man, very man. 完全的上帝，完全的人。
Who is fully God and fully man.
然而，就是这样一位圣子，在地上要做一个分别为圣。我们刚刚念的那段经，他要分别出来。
And then, so this, the work, what was the work of this man? Well, he's doing the work of sanctification.
这个十九节强调，为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成为圣洁。
So verse 19, it tells us that for their sake, I consecrate myself that they may also be sanctified in truth.
耶稣需要不需要分别为圣?
Does Jesus need to consecrate himself?
为他自己,
for his own sake?
需要不需要? 他是无罪的, 他不需要分别出来。所以他这个分别为圣真的不是为他自己的缘故。
He is inherently already without sin, so he didn't need to do it for his own sake.
他不需要再增加他的圣洁。
He didn't need to add to his own holiness.
他是为了门徒和一切要相信他的人分别出来的。
No, he sanctified him. He's consecrated himself for the sake of those who he comes to save.
让他的圣洁可以成为我们的圣洁。
So that his holiness can become our holiness.
作为新约的大祭司跟旧约不一样。
And as a high priest of the high priest of the New Testament.
但旧约能帮助我们。一个大祭司呢？其实这样做的，他必须先洁净自己，先让牛羊的血把它洁净一遍。
For in the old covenant, before a priest could serve the people, he had to first cleanse himself of his own sins.
这叫分别为圣。
That was the consecration.
为一个特殊的目的。
For a special purpose.
他为什么要分别呢？是要为了 施行他的圣礼，把牛羊的血涂抹给那些他的百姓身上，让他们也罪得赦免。
And so he had to first cleanse himself so that then he could sprinkle blood on the people and cleanse them of their sins.
但耶稣这里有一个稍微的不同。
But Jesus was not so.
他把自己分别出来。
He consecrated himself.
不是拿其他的祭物。
He did not do it by any other sacrifice.
他自己成为那个祭物，把自己献上。
But he himself became that sacrifice.
因为其他的祭物都指向他，其他的祭物不能够洁净我们。
For all of the other sacrifices of the Old Testament were symbolic, pointing to him.
完成我们这些罪人的需要，我们思想的罪、情感的罪、意志的罪、行为的罪。
Only his sacrifice was sufficient to cleanse the sins of our hearts, our minds, and our actions.
所以在上十字架之前，耶稣这个祷告的时候，让我们就想到这个，他讲分别为圣的时候，是想到他几天之后要上十字架最高峰的那个献祭。
And so
那个分别为圣。
He prays for himself at this moment so that he can be prepared as the perfect sacrifice when he goes to the cross a few days later.
你我都是有人格的人，对不对？
All of us,
都需要有一个位格的人来救我们。
We are all as human beings. We need a human to come save us.
这为什么要有一个位格性的真理？不光是个绝对的，而是能够跟我们沟通的、体恤我们的，这样有位格的人或者有个性的人。才能够被拯救。
And so the only way we can be saved is it's not just by an abstract cold mechanical truth, but one that has feelings and emotions and could care for us and could be moved to compassion on our behalf.
所以耶稣基督这一次的分别为圣是成了所有人得救的基础，包括佛教徒、印度教徒、穆斯林、无神论，所有的人。
And so Jesus
embodied
himself. He became the basis by which anyone can be saved, no matter what their religion.
李秀全牧师在夏令会前呢，带了我们教会，带了我们一次祷告会，对我很有帮助。
Before our yearly this year, before retreat, the speaker for the retreat, Pastor Lee, he came to our church and he led us in reading.
这个《使徒行传》的27章，就是保罗被押的时候，然后在一个船上。要沉船的这个事件，他在祷告中，他跟他们讲。
He shared with us Paul's prayer in Acts chapter 7 verses 23 to 26.
在这里的时候呢，他讲了三个要点，说第一个，上帝是说话的上帝。
So he shared with us three points at the time. First, God is a God who speaks.
换句话说，上帝是透过他的启示要向我们宣讲他的计划的。刚刚我们唱那首诗歌。
That God shares with us His plans by His revelation.
那他第三个他讲的是说上帝必要按照他的说话达成他的目的，他说的事情一定要成就。
And second, when God speaks that he is surely to accomplish the things that he had declared.
但对我帮助的是第二点。
And so that was very helpful for me.
他说上帝还个别的对我们讲话。
God speaks to every one of us.
在那个故事中是上帝启示的使徒。
That in that story God revealed specifically to Paul.
但是今天上帝仍然在说话。
But today GodStill speaks.
当透过牧师向我分享的时候，我就听到说，上帝在他耶稣基督做完的这个事件中，在这个复活的主里面向我说一句话。
That God in His completed work, standing as the risen Lord, He speaks to me today.
说将来回国是安全的，在他的手里。
That all of those who He has saved will be in His hand.
这种个别的说话呢，我不认为是权威性的。它实际上是上帝已经说的话呢，个别的应用到我们身上。
So this is not some kind of new revelation that is outside of the Bible, but it is what is already in the Bible. It can be applied to me, and it can be.
是一个应用性的启示。
It is a truth that is lived out in my life.
是圣灵把耶稣基督已经分别为圣，他受死复活的这个事件实行在我这样一个信心软弱人身上，说上帝必眷顾你。
That Jesus Christ through the Spirit indwelling in me, He encourages me and tells me that He will carry me to completion.
你是不是认识到上帝话语的高峰就是这个耶稣基督的福音？
Do you know the Jesus Christ as the absolute climax of the truth?
你自己是否体会到耶稣基督真的是为你的罪而死的？
Have you, do you know truly that God, that Jesus Christ died for your
sin? 我们今天人死的原因不是别的，是因为前面犯了罪，不是一个自然现象。
Today, that death is not a natural phenomenon, but it is the wages for sin.
你有没有感受他的复活给你一个新的能力？
Have you experienced the power that his resurrection has given you?
当我们念这些经文的时候，你会觉得神的应许在向你说话。
When we read these verses, do you experience God speaking to you into your heart that these promises are true for you?
我们很多弟兄姐妹已经在耶稣基督里了，所以你已经得救了，已经蒙恩了。
That we, those of you who are already in Christ, you have been, you have had your sins forgiven. You have grace in your life.
但是在你的成长过程中，自己的罪、世界的成功、魔鬼的诱惑，是不是不断的在十字架上被钉死？
And so are you continuing to put to death the your sins and the waves that of the world again and the temptations of the devil?
你是不是持续地向着耶稣的义来活，为着天父的荣耀活，来顺服圣灵行事呢？
Are you putting to death those things and then living for the righteousness and glory of the Father and of the glory of the Father, the righteousness of the Son and the leading of the Spirit.
如果你以合宜的方式来回应上帝对你说的话，那就是一个蒙福的人生。
Blessed is the man who can respond in the proper way to the leading of God.
你若是以不合宜的方式拒绝悔改，回应上帝的话，就是你的亏损。
And woe to the man who does not respond properly to the word of God.
十七和十九节不断地说，求你用或者因真理使他们成圣。这个真理就是上帝的话，就是他的福音。一个重要的目的就是一个绝对性的、有位格性的真理，要使我们成为圣洁。
Sanctify them by the truth of the Lord. Indeed, the word of God has a, the purpose of the word of God living, coming into our lives is so that we can become holy.
圣灵在做这个工作。
And that is the work the Holy Spirit is doing.
把基督做的东西用在我们身上。
So that the work that Christ has been accomplished can be in our lives.
我们星期六的时候呢，有这个长执会，我就问大家灵修的时候，星期五是什么日子？过前一天，然后大家提供不同答案，大概就音响我的耳朵不太好，音响告诉我说，他说是 Pentecostal， 是什么？五旬节。
And so, Saturday when I was leading leading our deacon board, I asked them if they knew what Friday was, and only our elder Wu was able to get it right, which was that it's the Pentecost.
如果改革宗的教会明白这五十天的距离，这是耶稣基督复活四十天向众人显现，然后让当年的圣徒门徒们等待圣灵降临，你就知道你今天多么需要圣灵在我们中间工作。
And so Pentecost was the 40th day after Jesus had risen into heaven, and the Spirit finally came upon the disciples who were ordered to wait upon that Spirit.
耶稣在这个祷告，十七章祷告之前，十四、十三、十六章就因耶稣的名或祈求父神要赐下圣灵，另一个宝会师了。
And so it is in this prayer, the prayer in John chapter 17, that Jesus specifically asks God to send the Spirit.
我就念一段，他说：“我要求父，父就另赐给你们一位宝会师，叫他们永远与你们同在。这就是真理的圣灵。”乃是世人不能接受的，因为不能见他，也不能认识他。但是你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，要在你们里面。
I will ask the Father, and the Father will send you another counselor, so that he will be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. This is one the world cannot accept him, for they cannot see him, and they do not know him. But you know him, for he is with you and will dwell within you.
我知道我们在见主面之前都不可能完全。
We will never be perfect until we see God face to face.
但是有一位完全者，保惠师，这位帮助者，赐力量，辩护师，鼓励者，永久性的住在那些重生的人里面。
But the counselor who comes to help us, who comes to comfort us, who comes to encourage us, who comes to defend us, who comes to give us strength, is already dwelling within us and will dwell with us forever and ever.
你是来依靠这个大能者，零距离的上帝，来行事为人，做成得救的功夫吗？
Are you relying on the power of the Spirit to be sanctified, to continually being a better person than you were before?
还会满足现状吗？
Or will you just stagnate in the status quo?
还会向高处行吗？
Will you continue to go higher and higher?
走在前面的人能够对后面的人说，我来拉你一把。
Can we? Will those who have run ahead be able to encourage those who fallen in behind and say, "Come, I will help you"?
走在前面的人能够等待后面的人。
Will the ones who run ahead be willing to wait upon those who are slower?
学习不同的功课。
And that everyone has, and realize that everyone has something different.
这几年有不断的空难、地震，还有游轮。的灾难发生。
In these past years, we've seen all sorts of natural and man-made disasters happen on the news.
然后我就在我的祷告默想中常问一个问题。
Then so this and every time something like this happened, it made me think back to something that I thought about.
如果十一年前，2004年最后也是六月份，我和师母接受上帝的呼召和这间教会的呼召，成为这里的传道人。
So 11 years ago, me and my wife were called to serve this church to lead this church.
然后加上我 RTS 三年，我在这个教会大概有14年成圣的时间。
So I've already plus the 3 years that I was a seminary student at RTS, I've been sanctified through this church for 14 years.
我自己想，我跟旭光在这个世界上活着的时候，多少是属于这个世界的价值观。行为方式。
And so I ask myself, how many of those years have I truly lived for God, or was I still living in the ways of the world?
然后我问自己，再往前说，如果我们受洗归主已经21年了，在两间教会成长。
And it's been 21 years since I've been baptized, and I've been part of two different churches.
我也传讲跟基督联合成圣。
And I've preached union and sanctification.
但是我有多少在真理中的自由呢？
But how much of that freedom in Christ have I truly lived out?
如果按照摩西所说，诗篇九十篇。
If according to Psalm 90.
我们一生的日子是70岁，或者强壮的活到80岁，对吧？
That a man's life is 70 years, 80 if he's strong.
我们一算，我们两个如果按照一个人可以活17年，一个人活27年，看哪个算哈。
And so So we can. So we still have maybe 17 to 27 years left on this earth.
那接下来的岁月，我们应该怎么样奔跑
？How are we to walk the days ahead of us?
特别是在这个成圣的道路上。
Especially in the world of sanctification.
我一算，我们其实不到10000日了，10000天，我们不到10000天了。
So if you know,
这是按80岁算。
If we are to live to 80, we don't have 10,000 days left ahead of us.
我严格的一算是9999。9999
But 9,999 of them.
即使在我们中间的一个15、16岁的孩子，风华正茂的年轻人。
And even the young people among us, they're the teenagers who are full of energy and youth.
你通常在这个星球上活的日子也就是25000天。
You only have about 25,000 days on this planet.
我们每一个人该如何奔跑
？How are we to run the good race?
如果我们翻开。真理的注释，这个圣经的出处是提摩太前书，刚刚我们读到了3:14-15。
So if we look at 1 Timothy 3:14-16,
他是讲完长老和执事资格之后，他对年轻的一个传道人这样提醒，指导他是在上帝的家中如何为人，是前面的。
And so Paul spent most of this epistle explaining to Timothy how he should raise up leaders for the church.
但是接下来他说。说完永生神的教会真理的注释基督见证他说大灾近前的奥秘无人不以为然就是上帝在肉身的显现被圣灵称义被天使看见被传与外邦被世人信服被接到荣耀里
After declaring the church to be the pillar of truth he follows up with this Great indeed we confess is the mystery of godliness He was manifested in the flesh Vindicated by the spirit Seen by angels Proclaimed among the nations Believed on in the world Taken up to glory
大家注意到了吗他在提醒提摩太和我们在座的每一个人，你们其实都拥有近前的奥秘。
Then you have a great mystery.
你们都应该做耶稣基督的俘虏。
And you should be then to be taken captive by Jesus Christ.
跟耶稣的死和复活天天的联合。
That you ought to be continually in communion with the death and resurrection of Jesus.
这个绝对性的真理不会停留在原地。
This is the truth that goes ever forward.
这个真理一旦被宣讲应用的时候，对不同的人就产生不同的功效。
And when this truth descends among people, it will produce different kinds of fruit.
对于不以为然的人， 就产生一个不合宜的结果，这些人就不断的亏损，甚至可以灭亡。
For those who do not see it as valuable, then it will lead them to destruction.
然而，那些以为然的人
，But for those who treasure it,
我们在座的这些大多数人
，That those of us, most of us sitting here today,
是您会产生一个合一的工作
，That the Spirit will produce good fruit,
让我们不断的成圣
，That we continue to be sanctified.
这今天的奥秘就是基督，他所做的这一切都给了我们。
That the great works of Christ is given unto us.
后面会比较短。
As we follow, I'm going to.
当明白我们是靠真理成圣的时候。
That we, since we are sanctified by the truth.
你发现这两节经文加了一节经文，加的说，我怎么样被差遣，被天父差，你怎么样差遣我，我也照样差他们到这个世界。
That we see Christ here speaking it. How you send me, I will send them into the world.
一提到大使命、差传，我们都会想到马太福音二十八章那一段。
Whenever we talk the Great Commission, we always think about, you know, Matthew chapter 28, verses 11 to 18.
然而，使徒约翰有一个独特的眼光，他活得最长。
John is the longest living disciple. He has a unique perspective on it.
他记载了两次耶稣基督对门徒的差遣。
He recorded two specific sendings of Jesus.
刚刚我们念这一处，还有就是二十章耶稣复活以后对他们的差遣。
So one is his prayer here in chapter 17, and the other one is in chapter 20, verse 21.
说愿你们平安，父怎么样差我，我也照样差你们。
Peace unto you, as the Father has sent me, so I will send you.
原来是祈求父成就这件事情，在他复活的主这个事情已经成就了。
So for the first time, it was a prayer for God to accomplish this thing, and the second is the actual sending itself.
这是具有天上地下所有权柄的。他说：“父怎么样差我，我也照样差你们。”
For all authority on heaven and earth has been given to me, and so how God sent me into this world, so I will send you.
圣父差了圣子。
The Father sent the Son.
圣子差众使徒。
The Son sends the disciples.
这个平衡，我要问大家是怎样？怎么样来拆我们？究竟这个具体怎么拆
？So how is it accomplished then?
第一个很简单，就是耶稣基督的降卑和他的高升，就是我们被拆迁的方式。
That first the humbling and the exaltation of Christ is the same way that we will be sent.
仆人不能大过主人。
For the servant cannot be greater than the master.
这个清教徒经常说的 ，We up is we down. Go up is go down.
Okay, the way up is is the way down.
如果这个宇宙的君王成为人，对他来说是降卑的过程，甚至到死，整个都是降卑的过程。
That Christ's whole life is one of continuing humbling himself, first as as the God of creation, he himself became one of creation. He was born as a helpless infant into a manger, and then he died as a condemned man on the cross.
在这个时候，他不光审判了罪，审判了世界，审判了恶鬼、魔鬼。
That he and in his death he judged sin, the world, and Satan.
从复活开始，都是上升的。
And then from his resurrection, he continually ascended.
他今天在天父的右边来掌权。
And today he sits at the right hand of the Father and he reigns.
我们可以说现在是圣灵的时代，也是基督掌权的时代，这两件是一件事。
This is now the era of the Spirit and the era of Christ.
这是为什么一个重生的人，我们思想上面的事不是虚空的事。
And so one who is born again, we're not just thinking about a pie in the sky thing that's never going to happen.
是将来的新天新地为我们存留，上帝完美的国度。刚刚我们唱有一个诗歌传给万邦，是那个好的无比的世界为我们存留。
But that we already have the assurance of the first step having already been accomplished. We now, as we sing the hymn, we have a story to tell the nations.
我们在这个
and we are looking forward to the new heavens and new earth which has been prepared for us.
所以这是一个广义的差遣的方式。
And so
是谦卑的服侍，整个的结果在上帝的手里。如果耶稣基督得荣耀，我们比他慢半拍，所以我们今天的时候就是一个耐心等待的时间。
And so, we are following in the footsteps of Christ, who has gone ahead of us, and today we patiently await the completion of His.
但是在这节经文里， 有一个重要，他讲究竟他侍奉的模式是什么？一个受差遣的人，主要的侍奉模式是什么
？So how are we specifically each and every one of us to live out the way that God has?
如果你看上下文的时候，他特别强调宣告这个真理的侍奉，就是话语的侍奉。
So it begins first with the declaration of the truth.
二十节，请你看。
And then again, verse 20.
我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。
I pray not only for these people, the disciples, but those who will believe on account of their words.
什么是使徒的话？
So what is the word of the disciple?
当然有保罗的风格，有使徒的风格，彼得的风格。但终极的这个话是谁的？
So you know,
是圣灵的话。是耶稣基督的话，是圣父的话。
Though Paul had his style and Peter had his, ultimately it is the word of the Spirit, the word of Jesus Christ, the word of the Father.
这个话在历代相传。
And this word has been preached onto each generation.
在这个整本的圣经完成之后，我们是来宣扬这个福音，宣扬这个不变的道，在不变不断变迁的世界中，宣扬一个永恒不变的道。
That this word has been passed down through generations through a world that has been ever changing. We believe in a word that will stand forever.
这不光是在讲台上，也在我们的查经中，也在我们的主日学里面。
That it is not just preached from the pulpit, but also in the Bible studies and in our Sunday schools.
我们不光是宣讲道，我们还做一个共同体的见证。
And not only do we declare the word, but we become witnesses for it.
我们这个留在下面再讲。基督的见证，到下个月再讲。
And so next month we will discuss in more detail what it means to be witnesses.
我们稍微看一下我们的参服的这个两位宣教士在我们中间，
and, but,
带动这个教会开始探访。
But as I sum up today, let me introduce quickly two brothers who are going to be leading us into visiting those who are working.
他待会会做见证。
They're going to share their testimony in a moment.
但是有一个时间呢，是说他们在这个星期三晚上在我们教会想有一个简单的聚集。也就是说，你在前面呢，他们中午的时间、午休的时间，一点到六点的四点的时间呢，是一个邀请人的时间。
And so their vision is that they can host some kind of session in the church while the people who are working in restaurants have the day off from about noon to four.
Yeah.所以在这个时间中，我知道很多上班的人，除非你请假，有人请假去陪他们去看。
And I know that a lot of you will have your own jobs that most of you are unable to leave.
但如果你现在是有可能把这个时间拿出来，拿出一两个小时，陪他们去走访一下，因为你说你不一定能够说得清楚，但是晚上有聚会，你可以去做邀请的工作，这是见证。
So you know, I hope that you can, if it's at all possible.To set aside this time to go with them, even if you cannot, if you think, oh, I'm no preacher, I don't have the gift to speak, you can at least invite them to come to church.
我们盼望这个教会的 vacation 文化有改变。我们到处去旅游的时候，我们有一个改变，就是去大陆短宣。我们二十个人出去的时候，虽然我们有人回家探亲，但是我们有一个两个星期就是做这个宣教，要改变我们的旅游文化。
That I really hope that we have a change in culture in this church. That when we go on vacation, we're not just going to visit friends and family to have a good time.
我知道这不容易，你每个人的时间不一样。
But we bring the word of God with us, and we become witness for people wherever we go.
我们教会中很多话语的出口。我们神学中神学生，我数了一下，有七位，有一位还没有来，暑期来两位。
So you know, we're going to have seven seminary students among us.
这个教会如何配合神学院，塑造他们，支持他们，使用他们
？As a church, how do we help these seminary students? How do we mold them into the servants that God has called them to be?
我们不光是用他们，我们要爱他们。
So not only
支持他们
，we are not just
你要掏钱掏力支持这些人。
Not only are we to use them
支持神国的未来
，for them to minister to us.But to minister to them, for they are the future of God's kingdom.
我们有两位从神学院毕业的治理长老。
We have two ruling elders here who have graduated from seminary.
他们自己掏钱的。
They did it with their own money.
上帝祝福他们，祝福这个教会。
And God has blessed them, and through them blessed this church.
至少短期里，我们有两个神学院毕业的牧师在这里。
And for this time, we're going to have two pastors.
我们有两个执事在青少年里的讲道。
Both of whom graduated from seminary, and we also have one of our deacons.
我们的神学院神学生在不同的地方讲道。
The youth, and we have our seminary students who are preaching all over different places as well.
我们要为这个教会来感谢上帝。
We are to thank God for this church.
让我们在中佛州发展最快的这个奥兰多城市生活。
That we thank God that we live in Orlando, one of the fastest growing cities in Florida.
如果我们教会的领袖，我们的弟兄姐妹看不见上帝在我们中间的作为，
if we cannot see God at work in us, especially the leaders of this church,
不装备他们，
and does not equip them,
打发他们，
and send them out,
让那些耶稣的名没有被传递的地方去，
and if we do not preach in the places where the
gospel has not reached, 有需要建立教会的地方去。
And we do not go to the places where they need a church.
我们将来要在上帝面前交账。
Then what are we going to say when God calls us to task in His heavenly court?
你如何用你的时间？
How have you used your time?
你如何用你的金钱？
How have you used your money?
你如何用你在你这里的人才？
How have you used your talents?
愿上帝帮助我们。
May God help us.
在我们结束的时候。
As we
我受一本书的影响 ，Robert Clinton 写的《领袖的养成》，我们教会该成立的时候，在我们就一块读过这本书。
When our church was in its infancy, we read together Robert Clinton's book, I don't know what the title is.
The
Making of a Leader.
他讲基督徒成长有五六个阶段。
A Christian leader has five or six stages of growth.
你在每一个阶段其实都会侍奉上帝。
And in every stage, you will serve God.
但是前面三个阶段。
But the first three.
无论是上帝的主权预备、内在的生命成熟，甚至你施工的成熟。
That are all God working in us. The work, the establishment of the foundation of and that we give up of our rights, we give it to God.We grow in ourselves, and then we grow in the ministry.
我们经常以为上帝就是让我们做大事。
We always mistake those first three stages as, oh, God's going to do something awesome with me. I'm going to be huge and famous.
但是这个时候，神刻意是在我们里面工作。
But no, God is at that time. It's the greatest work God is doing is inside of us.
然后接下来一个阶段是上帝让我们生命走向成熟，然后事工更加有聚焦。
And then our lives become more mature and our ministry is more focused.
我半年前跟师母说，我觉得我们正在从第三阶段，就是所谓的侍奉的走向一个成熟，转向第四个阶段，就是生命的成熟。
I shared with my wife that you know our church is probably in that stage three.
I myself is
in stage three that I'm maturing in the ministry, and now my life is finally maturing.
我就要想上帝怎么样来让我们在人生和侍奉的这个旅程中有一个好的优先次序。
And so I hope that I use these words to encourage you to have a deep reflection on your own ministry.
如果我们不允许上帝在我们生命中工作，我们永远没有办法成长。
If we do not allow God to work in our lives, we will never mature.
我们不是说这种分析不让我们今天停下侍奉，锁住自己的手脚，只关注个人的成身打坐。然后呢，不去参与侍奉，而是我们对真理的认识、生命的成熟和侍奉的果效，三者之间是相互交织的。
So I'm not telling you right now to stop doing whatever your ministry is and go off and you know go off to and be a hermit and meditate on God's truth, but that all of that the that serving God and growing in the truth is complementary.
提醒我们年轻的一代领袖们，虽然你现在很有潜力在侍奉。
I would also remind the young,
很多的思想思维
the young people among us, you have indeed great potential and you have many high ideals.
但是注意神圣灵在你里面的工作，现在是 God working in you, 神在你里面工作。
I ask you to be especially sensitive of God working in you.
这没法逾越的。
This
做了圣经很多人物的个案。
There are no shortcuts to this. You can read this in the story of every man who God has called.
为什么这样讲？就是因为我们有限的人所看重的和无限圣洁的上帝所关注的往往是敲之而过，包括我自己。
I say this because even I as a pastor, because I am a human being, I often miss what kind of plans the eternal God has for me.
我现在已经意识到上帝在我生命里面工作。
And so now I'm finally starting to get the hint. And I'm feeling more and more strongly God working inside of me.
我相信在预备这个教会，也在预备我们。
And so I hope God not only prepares me, but prepares the church.
愿上帝祝福大家。
And may God be a blessing for every one of you. Let us pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
这个绝对有位格的真理的上帝竟然住在我们中间。
That the one who is the great truth, the personage of truth has dwelt within me.
他重生我们，使我们称义，也让我们来称圣。
That you have given us new birth, you've made us holy, and you will grow us in your truth.
主啊，我们愿意接受你的差遣。
Now, Lord, we receive your sending.
忠心良善有见识的传讲你自己的话
and that we can be good and faithful servants and we preach the word that you have entrusted to us
被你的话打磨
and that we continue to be sanctified by your truth
被你的圣灵所陶冶
and that we are made more and more pure by your Holy Spirit
愿上帝祝福我们
and the Lord, may the Lord bless us
教会真是举起真理的柱石的教会
and that we become, that we are indeed the pillar of truth that you have prayed for.
因那个根基已经立好，不需要再立。
For the foundation has already been established and it does not need to be built again.
就是死而复活的耶稣基督。
And that is Christ Jesus who has died and risen again.
和他整本的圣经。
And his holy word, the Bible.
Amen.
Amen.